and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Melody Seastrom is not with us today. She decided to take a day off, and I don't blame her at all. This is Financial Survival, and I'm glad you're with us today. I know I can't do what Melody does. Melody is an expert when it comes to finances. I'm a mouthpiece. There is a difference. I do the best I can to give you information and share things with you as only I can do it my way. Whether it's good or bad, it's all I got. But again, Melody decided to take a day off. She's fine. She decided to rest a little bit, so I'm sure she appreciates y'all being with us anyway. And again, this is Financial Survival, and it's brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver from Melody Seastrom, who has been trying to help people for years and years make their finances better. And I know she has me over me many times, helped me do a lot of things the right way to keep myself out of trouble and pay off debt years early. That's what Melody Seastrom done for me, along with Bob Chapman and some others. Let's go ahead and start today's market, if you want to, and see what go from there. Let's start with precious metals. Gold is hanging pretty tough. It took a little bit of a hit. And right now it's $1,950 an ounce. You know, it was $2,050 to $2,070. But it's hanging in really well. It's poised, to, I think, for the next time it decides to go up. It's going to go up above, I would say, $2,200, $2,300. I believe it's going to happen next time it starts going up again. Now is a good time to buy, folks. Now is a good time to buy. While the prices are down, buy. Silver is up about $1.85. It's $2,609. Silver is down. I'm sorry. One more time. Get that right. $2,777. Right now is where it is right now. So it's doing very well in my mind. It truly is. I think overall everything is looking kind of good for silver and gold, period. And platinum, by the way, was palladium was up to $21.97, plus $28 is up there. You know, I'm not good at reading these numbers, so if I get them wrong, forgive me, please. I'm doing the best I can. But it's amazing how well metals are doing, and I hope you pay attention to that. I really do. Because we know what's coming down the pike, folks. Gold, $1,950 an ounce. Silver, $2,728. Palladium at $975. And palladium at, platinum at $975. And palladium at $2,197, almost $2,200. It's up $15. I mean, I think that's doing pretty doggone good. If you invest in gold back in the 70s when it's $2.50 an ounce, it's almost $2,000 an ounce now. Think about the monetary gain you could have had. Oh, if I just would have known myself, but I didn't. Besides, I probably couldn't afford it back then, but I wish I could have. The Dow is up 27,865. NASDAQ, 1140. S&P, 3,372. The 10-year yield is up 72.72. Oil was $42.36, up 28%. So, overall, prices went up a little bit today in the market, including gold and silver up from yesterday a little bit. And believe me, folks, it's not going to end. Gold and silver is going to go through the roof. And now we're seeing inflation kick in. We'll share that in a few minutes. Inflation is starting to kick in on a lot of levels. And we're going to share them into a story how 10 million acres of crops were destroyed in the Midwest with this derecho come through here a week or so ago. Food prices are going to go up. I mean, China is having to import food. China can't grow enough food to feed itself now, which is not a surprise considering the population of that place. But if they have to import food, and other nations do also, we do too, so that's going to make competition for food, which make prices go up. So we need to think about these things. If you haven't thought about buying some extra food, and I mean this, and putting it back, and whether you need to use it or not, prayerfully you won't. Maybe use it one day just because it's there and you want to use it. It won't go to waste. You buy storable food, folks, it'll last 20, 25 years. It'll be good whenever your grandchildren want to eat it. So it isn't wasteful. When you think about these things and preparing for, let's just say you prepare just for a 3-month dry spell. I would recommend at least 6 months. But let's say you do 3 months. And the power goes out, or finances collapse, and you got a can of rice and a can of beans, you can survive. You can help your family survive. These are things I know we don't like to think about in America. Overall, we've never faced that. We've always been a land of plenty, and don't think it's going to go on forever because a nation that forgets God is turned into hell. That means it's going to be hungry along with everything else. So think about these things. Doing some research today for the news headlines. Looking in that Week magazine, August 14th magazine. And this is kind of a sad story. I know it's been mentioned before in the air, but I didn't realize how old this store was. This store is 194-year-old. 194-year-old store, Lord & Taylor, the oldest luxury department store in the U.S., filed for bankruptcy last week. The chain's 38 locations have been closed since March. 194-year-old store, Lord & Taylor, filed for bankruptcy. Folks are talking about almost 200 years old. Isn't that a sad thing to say? Brought down by a mild cold or flu virus. Because the people panicked when the news media said they should, and they obeyed all the rules and lost their butt in the process. Now think about the store being shut and the employees there who worked there for years and retired there. The ones who work there now who will not have any retirement fund place. 194-year-old Lord & Taylor Luxury Department Store, the oldest luxury department store in the U.S., filed for bankruptcy through ignorance and fear. How sad that is. Bankruptcy for Virgin Atlantic. Virgin Atlantic filed for U.S. bankruptcy protection last week as more airlines floundered, said Josh Shaw and Claire Boston and Bloomberg.com. Two of Richard Branson's airlines, Virgin Atlantic and Virgin Australia, have collapsed as travelers shun flights to avoid exposure to the coronavirus. Again, fear of a cold or flu virus had destroyed more businesses. People, how ignorant can we be? Four U.S. regional airlines have also shut down, including ExpressJet this week. Virgin told a London court it was set to run out of cash next month without a $1.6 billion rescue. Branson has offered to use his 74-acre private island as collateral for a loan. I don't care if it's a multi-millionaire being there. It makes no difference. The man's business has dropped to nothing because people are afraid of a cold and flu virus because the news media said panic. I don't know how makes y'all feel. It makes me angry that we are such gullible people that we fall for these things. We fall for it and fall for it and fall for it, and we wonder why we're so easily corralled and cornered into so much chaos. And as I watch this unfold, and I watch the news media still hyping these things up, and businesses still closing, and people still panicking, wearing a cotton picking mask mark everywhere they go, and afraid to go out in public, afraid to visit family because they've been told it could be dangerous. Stop and think about this, folks. Our leaders, our government, has made it legal to kill about 4,000 babies a day. Do you really think they're concerned about your parents and grandparents? Do you really believe that? They are a bunch of hypocrites. This is not about caring for anybody. This is about controlling people. And the whole world fell flat on their face over a mild flu virus. The next one coming through next month, and yes, there's another one coming through next month or into October, will not be mild. So brace yourself, it's coming. The morning call to vacate Allentown office building after 100 years in downtown location. 100 years later, Tribune Publishing, which owns the newspaper, The Morning Call, had decided to permanently vacate The Morning Call's longtime home at 101 North 6th Street. The news was announced Wednesday in an internal email from Morning Call and interim general manager Timothy Thomas, a decision made amid a pandemic that kept many employees working at home and had the newspaper parent company searching for ways to save money as advertising revenue dwindled. 100-year-old newspaper. Well, I'm sure it's losing readers anyway. People don't read anymore. If they can't find it on a smartphone or an iPad, they don't want to read it. A newspaper, followed a 194-year-old department store and went under. Now, I don't know. Does that bother you? Am I the only one that feels this way? Does it bother you that businesses have been around for so long that have actually fed people, provided livelihoods for people over 100 years, almost 200 years. Does it bother you that these businesses are no longer going to be around to provide some kind of paycheck for people that have to feed the children? Does it bother you to see our society, our nation, so gutted by fear? And the world included. But I can't speak for the UK. I can't speak for Russia or China. I live in America. And to see the people so frightened that they'll give up everything they have, everything they have, out of fear of death. Oh my. Now this article is out of Dallas, Texas, CBSDFW.com. If it wasn't for this, we'd probably go hungry. Car line stretches more than a mile at Fair Park food giveaway. Now these folks, I'll read the article in a minute, but these people are not people who weren't working. These are people who lost their jobs. Maybe they worked for a company that's in business for 100 years and they had to go out. A couple thousand more families can sit down to full tables Tuesday night. A couple thousand more families. Another North Texas food bank food distribution at Fair Park drew a big crowd. It's the fourth such distribution since the pandemic began. I actually live in West Dallas, says Renee Hightower, but I came this far just to get the help. As the cars formed a mile-long line through the parking lots, each told a story of a family in crisis. If it wasn't for this, we'd probably go hungry, shared Richard Archer. Archer says his daughter heard about the food giveaway on the news and sent him to get food. With unemployment benefits cut, her husband had been laid off for 3 months. Yeah, folks, fear of a flu virus has the people waiting in a food line hoping to get something to eat for the family. That's nothing. I'm thankful and proud of the ones who are helping, but I'm ashamed that we as a people have fallen for this. So it's just been a struggle. If it wasn't for church and food giveaways, the kids would be going hungry. Another car, another family in trouble. There's times I open the refrigerator and there's little there, said Diana King. We make do with what we have and we make a stretch. King has taken in her daughter and her family. So she says every dollar the family is able to save on food helps to avoid another crisis. It helps pay a bill so the water doesn't get turned off, the gas doesn't get turned off, mortgage, we are right there on the borderline. The North Texas Food Bank plans to distribute enough food to support 2,000 families. If you're sitting today listening to this broadcast, and you're sitting content, and you have a place to sleep and food to eat, be thankful. I'm very thankful. Some people don't have that. Some people may still have a home, but they don't have enough food. Some people lose their homes and don't have the food. If that doesn't bother you somewhat and break your heart to see this happen to them, then there's something wrong with your heart. But if it doesn't make you angry to see how easily we were duped into this, if that doesn't bother you quite a bit, I don't know what else to say to you. Knowing that the whole world was brought to its knees over a mild flu bug. And the numbers that they've given out, those infected and those who died, have been greatly inflated. It's been proven, my friends, many times. Here in the state of West Virginia, where I live, our Governor Justice, and I won't go tell you what kind of guy I think he is, let one of his health officials go. The lady had fudged the numbers at the Hutchinsville Correctional Center and said 100 people had died there when only 4 had died from it. So he more or less said she could resign. If one lied, why do you not think many more have lied about the numbers and the deaths? Family members are dying alone in nursing homes and hospitals because family members are not allowed to go in and visit their loved ones. That to me is unacceptable, but as a people we accept it because we're a nation of cowards. That's just the way it is. So people are losing their homes, can't afford to buy food, and over the years I know people like Melody's tried to warn people this kind of anything like this can happen, I didn't know they were going to take a virus and bring the world down. I didn't know that. But we all knew it was coming sooner or later. Hurricane force storm in Iowa flattens 10 million acres of crops. A powerful derecho storm that swept through the Midwest on Monday has left thousands of acres of crops completely devastated. And officials say more than 500,000 people could be without power for quite a while. Iowa Governor Kim Riddles said the storm, which had hurricane force winds up to 112 miles per hour, destroyed at least one-third of the entire state's crops. More than 10 million acres were completely flattened, leading Reynolds to say she thinks the storm should qualify for a federal disaster declaration. The Washington Post reports between 180 and 270 million bushels of corn were likely damaged shortly before harvesting usually begins in September. That is going to hurt somewhere financially for somebody that needs food, needs corn. But the Midwest is our breadbasket, so to speak. It just got hammered. And folks, I know these storms are not brand new. I realize that. They happened before. But something is devastating in a state like Iowa, on top of the coronavirus devastation. How much can a region take before it finally collapses all the way? And we still have the White House and the House fighting over the next bailout. And I have mixed feelings about that. I really do. I have mixed feelings on this. It's not the federal government's place to bail anybody out. That's not their role. Never was their role. They shouldn't be involved in welfare in the first place. That's totally unconstitutional and immoral according to the Bible. But nonetheless, it is what it is. And the first bailout may help some people for a little while, but the second one just isn't coming right now. So could it mean that more people are going to do without? And food prices are going to start going up, and it's going to start hurting many people who can't afford to buy food now. These are things to think about. This isn't doom and gloom, people. This is real. I'm not telling you something that could happen 20 years from now. I'm telling you something that's happening right now as we speak. This isn't something that could happen or prophesied to happen. It has happened. We got to get over this doom and gloom, pity me idea. We got to get over this and realize this is reality. You can't stick your head in the sand and escape reality. You may think you are, but you're not. You're going to see a downfall of a nation so rapidly in my mind starting next month. That's going to make your head swim. So, after the break, we're going to share a lot more news with you. And if you will call and talk to us, you may do also. And it's no problem. I don't mind taking a phone call if you want to. I mean, I really don't. If you want to call and say hi to us, you're welcome to. 844-769-2944. I hear music playing, so we're going to the first break. Don't y'all go away. We will find you acting on your best behavior.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk TimUpTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All right, folks, we're back in. This is Pastor Butch Paul filling the day for Melody Seastrom. She took an afternoon off. I think she's earned it. I really do. She'll be back with you tomorrow with Dave Allen, and I'm sure they'll do just fine. But she asked me to fill in for today. I can't do what she does, but I'll do the best I can. Don't forget, she pays this broadcast with Discount Gold and Silver as a sponsor of it. Call her up at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188 and ask her what you can do with what you have to prepare somewhat for the future of what's coming. That, I mean, seriously, folks, talk to her. Bankruptcies and unpaid rents cost mall landlords hundreds of millions of dollars in Q2. Mall operators have put numbers to the stress of COVID-19 of the second quarter, with the ensuing mass closures, negotiations over rent, and accelerating rental bankruptcies. Simon Property Group CEO David Simon said the company took a $250 million hit during the quarter from rent abatements and write-offs on the bankrupt retailers, according to a Seeking Alpha transcript. For Q2, Tubbaum Centers logged $32.6 million in uncollectible rent attributed to tenant bankruptcies and non-payment during mall closures. Another mall landlord, Washington Prime Group, said that it collected just 44% of owed rent in the quarter, while more than 25% of Q2 rent it deemed uncollectible because of bankruptcies or pandemic-related lease modifications. Among the numbers reported by REITs this week, for perhaps the most tumultuous quarter of the industries as experienced in modern hip memory, here's a stunner: 10,500. That's how many total stopping days Simon lost across the portfolio during Q2. Folks, and these are, of course, big landlord companies, and whether they're big or not, they got to have money coming in to pay their help also. This doesn't just end with the guy that can't afford to pay the rent. And bringing on down to landlords that maybe own two or three or four properties, actually depend on the money to pay their bills. And these people that owe the rent either can't pay, or the government says, well, they ain't got to pay this month. That's okay. But how about the guy they owe it to that can't pay his bills? Where's that fair? Where's that right? Who made the guy who busted his buns in order to purchase a few properties so he could rent them, who made him the bad guy? You understand what I'm saying? Is that a fair question? Who says that he's a bad guy because he's the one went out and saved and scrimped to buy a few properties so he could maybe rent and get a bit older and pay some bills himself and live, take care of his family when he gets older? But he's going to lose it now because perhaps he can't afford to pay because he's not being paid. Who protects him? Tell me, who protects him? Why is this deemed fair? You can't give somebody something that they owe to somebody else without hurting the person that they owe that to. I don't care if they're, we'll call wealthy or not. That's not the point. The point is they earned it. It's theirs. We live in a completely communist, purely socialist society that can tell certain classes of people that you don't have to pay your bills this month. Let those wealthy people do without. Isn't that what they talk about in communism? Hang the wealthiest and everybody be equally poor. Isn't that what it boils down to? I think it does. U.S. consumer prices jump in July, pushed by autos. U.S. inflation is picking up pace as consumer prices jumped 0.6% again in July, mirroring the June increase, and driven up by new and used car prices, government data showed Wednesday. After plunging in the first 2 months of the coronavirus pandemic, the consumer price index has roared back, posting a gain that would double what economists had been expecting, the Labor Department reported. Falling oil prices have been keeping a lid on the overall price gains. The energy index rose 2.5% last month, according to the report. Food prices, however, continued to decline, falling 0.4% compared to June. Excluding the volatile food and energy components, the core CPI gained 0.6% in July, the biggest increase in the closely watched measure since January 1991. And folks, that's being very... That is nothing compared to what's going to happen in the near future. 0.6% is no inflation at all. When it gets to be 50%, then you call it inflation. And I don't know where the people live that food prices come down. I know in our area, food prices are not coming down. When Fatburger, what I call it in the stores, and I don't go to Walmart, but I have a friend that does, price what I call Fatburger, just burger, it's mostly fat. You look at it, you see all the white fat in it. $4.50 a pound. Now, I know I'm an old man, but I remember you buy 10 pounds of that for a dollar. That's about what it's worth. Because when you cook it down, it's mostly fat. When fat burger is $4.50 a pound, you can only imagine what lean ground chuck would be. So I'm blessed and able to raise my own beef. I get no fat in the beef. I add nothing to it. And I get that put on our table. And if I don't have the beef, I'll go out and kill me a deer and do the same thing. But this is only a drop in a bucket, though I think we'll be facing before in this year. And I didn't say next year. I said in this year. You see, folks, we're no longer talking about the future and, hey, this is going to happen in 2025. Well, there'll be a lot happening, I'm sure, between now and then. But we're not talking about 2025. We're talking about September, next month. But next month, whenever we see things happen that we never dreamed possible in America, starting next month, and possibly another huge epidemic, pandemic of some kind that could really be serious this time around, and will take a lot of people by surprise because we've been conned in the first one. And if everything happens the way we're seeing it come together, an election comes up in November, if we have an election, no matter who wins, no matter which side wins, there's going to be all kinds of chaos. It can't go on this way much longer. People are too aggravated, frustrated, and just plain angry. Oh, I pray I'm wrong on this, but I think civil war has already started in this country. No, it's not. It's not spread clear across the land. But it's coming if something doesn't happen soon. Now, this is such a big number, I know, doesn't concern us because we can't comprehend it. My mind can't comprehend this number to see what's happening in this country financially. I mean, the numbers are so big, no one pays attention to them because their mind can't understand it. I know mine can't. $5,630,859,000,000 federal spending has already set annual record deficit at record almost $3 trillion, folks. $2.8 trillion in deficit. $2.807 billion in deficit. The federal government has set records for the amount of money it spent and the size of the deficit it ran up in the first 10 months of fiscal 2020, October through July, according to the release today in that monthly Treasury statement. I just read the number to you. In fact, $5,630,859,000,000 the federal government spent the first 10 months of this fiscal year is more than the government has ever spent in any previous fall, the full fiscal year. Folks, going on $6 trillion in spending with nothing to back it. Please, please, please try to understand what I'm saying here. I know that in my mind, I can't comprehend $1 trillion. I have a hard time comprehending $1 million. When you talk about billions, it's way above me. And trillions is so far away from my mind that it's just impossible for me to understand what it means to be out almost $6 trillion. our leaders know, and you and I know, this can't be repaid. You and I both know that there's no way the station can turn this around. You certainly can't tax the people enough to get it back. You can take everything that people make from now on. You can take the whole earnings and all the products produced in this country from now on to doomsday. Never pay this back. If the people got to keep no money at all, they paid all to the governments to pay taxes or pay this debt. If all the gross domestic product was sold to pay the debt, we would never get it paid. There will be a reset, a global reset. When or how it's going to work, I really don't know. But this has been talked about for a long, long time. I think that maybe it's one of the reasons no one's too concerned about the spending. They know they can't control it, but there's going to be a reset. And when the reset comes, they plan on starting over again, all even. I'm not quite sure how that's going to work for the money's own, unless they make all the world currencies equal to each other, which I see could happen. They would have a world currency and then a national currency under that and make them all equal with the world currency. Is that possible? Of course it is. It's highly likely. So the debts will be excused, so to speak, and all nations will have the same equal type of monetary system to do business from now on. I do believe that's fulfilling scripture. And folks, again, we're not talking about 20, 30 years from now, 100 years from now. We're talking about what's happening right now. We will see how it's going to work out and how it's going to pan out in the very near future. I just know for sure that this is something that we're seeing come together at a rapid pace, and no one even looking at it. I know the Republicans say, well, they don't want to spend $3.2 trillion like the Democrats do. And the Democrats say, well, we're not going to have a deal if we don't. And it's back and forth. But to be quite honest with you, it don't make a lot of difference any longer. They're both just playing the game for political reasons. Both of them realize that $1 trillion or $3 trillion don't make any difference. It can be repaid anyway. So they're not really haggling over, you know, who's going to be able to cut the price down where we can actually repay it. That's not what they're talking about. This is a political scheme from both ways to gain votes, because both sides know it's impossible to pay this debt. So it's nothing to do with keeping us out of debt, nothing at all. It has nothing to do with paying the thing off. It has to do with gathering votes. Democrats won't do it by giving money away. Republicans say they want to help, but they don't go that far in debt. They have better fiscal sense than that. Well, if you believe that, I'm going to sell you a big farm in Texas in a minute also. No, it's not true. Both sides are corrupt to the core. And both sides know this can't be repaid. So think about that. And as time goes along, the more insane it seems to be that things that are happening just seem to become more and more insane. Totally illogical and unreasonable. This next item I want to cover with you is beyond anything we can imagine as far as... It's not even insane. Insane doesn't even come close to describing this next idea. It is gaining momentum among the Democrats especially. It's gaining momentum because, again, it's not about debt. It's about political clout and votes. Support for a program to pay reparations to the descendants of slaves is gaining momentum, but could come with a $12 trillion price tag. I gotta make a comment here. Once a month we put out a Minuteman News magazine. We put things in there that you'll not find anywhere else by any other magazine that I know of. This next issue in September will have an article in there by a black historian. And I'm sorry I can't remember the name off the top of my head. But he will tell you in his history of the black race that many black people in this nation from Connecticut right on down to South Carolina, that they were freed blacks, owned slaves. Oh yes, the black folks bought black folks for slaves. And that's the way it is. Get mad if you want to, but you don't care. This is history. You get mad, but you can't change it. Yet we're going to pay reparations for something that happened 200 years ago, 150 years ago, to people that we didn't know, and we went around and hurt, and we had nothing to do with. They want us to pay for it. A movement supporting reparations as a way to make amends for the atrocities of slavery and to reduce the persistent wealth gap is gaining momentum. 142 members of Congress support H.R. 40, the bill to study reparations. William Dougherty, professor of public policy at Duke University, estimates a concrete program could cost the U.S. government between $10 and $12 trillion. Again, it's not about numbers. Numbers mean nothing. They don't mean anything. They know we can't do this. Oh, we can do it on computer digits and funny money, but they know we can't do this. And they don't make no difference. We're broke already anyway. That's exactly what is being done here. They come to the point where there's no point worrying about money, no point worrying about debt. Just do all you can do to get all the votes you can to maintain power. So when this thing comes to a halt, a screeching halt, and people end up losing everything they have, they'll be the ones in control. They'll be the ones who get to bleed us dry and say that they've done it for their own good. They'll be the ones that will start the UBI, Universal Basic Income for all people, and swear up and down how good it is, whether people starve, whether people become total slaves, total pawns in the hands of their leaders for a loaf of bread. How do you think the beast system is going to function, folks, with that total control? And keep in mind that the mark of the beast is a commercial mark. Commercial mark. Can't buy or sell without it. What better way to control the people? They give them a UBI, and then if they go along, they'll be fed. If not, they won't. Can you see this happening? Or is this something I'm just making up and passing time here? Am I telling the truth? Can you see this come together and this plan working so well to enslave the people? And the people as a whole go about their business. Ain't nothing's wrong. Hoping that Trump or Biden will fix the problem. And the next time around will be better than this time around. Well, I don't want to discourage you, my friends, but you'll not see normal again as far as you and I go normal. We will never see normal again in this country. What we've always considered normal, school being open, ball game being open, businesses being open, be able to travel across state lines without permission, without being tested for COVID or anything else, those times are gone. They've accomplished the goal of controlling the people that much more in just the last 4 or 5 months. Back at the break, don't go away.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, folks, on the last segment of tonight's program, or today's program, hope you got something out of this. I really do. And I hope what I'm saying makes some sense to you. You know, we had to set back, and although it's almost a lost art in this country, I know it is, or actually worldwide, but especially in America, the art of reasoning, the art of thinking, the art of running things through our mind and process information to come up with the right answer, or at least something similar to the right answer. We've almost quit doing that. That's how we got in this mess in the first place. Someone tells us what to do, and we do it. It's easier for them to think for us, and we just obey. That way, we can't take responsibility for ourselves, you see. We don't have to. Now, if they tell us to wear a mask, wear a mask. They tell us, don't go in there, don't go in there. That's just easier that way. We're like a bunch of children waiting for mom and dad to tell us how to act and behave and what to wear and how to do certain things. That's Americans today. The art of thinking and common sense are almost dead in America. And I hope my program at the airs 3 nights a week at 8 o'clock, or this broadcast, I'm with you, and I know Melly does the same thing with Dave. I hope what we're saying to you make you stop and think and reason things through. And you don't sit back and just stare and think, well, they're spending $6 trillion, what's that mean? Or $12 trillion, what's that mean? It means nothing as far as spending goes, because they don't care. What they're doing is just bringing us where they want the world to go, into a one world financial system, which is prophesied in the Word of God. That's what they're talking about. And that's what's happening. So we need to stop and think and weigh things out in our minds, and ask our Father in Heaven, if you're born again believer, to show you what's really going on here, because the deception is so thorough and so convincing that it's hard to see beyond that. Now, as y'all know, some theaters grew open this, I think, starting on the 20th. Well, AMC Theaters, the nation's largest movie theater chain, were reopened in the U.S. on August 20th with retro ticket prices of 15 cents a movie. Wow, I reckon that's retro. AMC Entertainment, which owns the chain, said Thursday that it expects to reopen the doors to more than 100 cinemas, or about a sixth of the nationwide locations, on August 20th with a throwback pricing for a day. AMC Theaters have reopened in numerous international countries, but have remained shuttered in the U.S. since March. The chain touted the reopening as movies in 2020 at 1920 prices. After several false starts due to summer rise in coronavirus cases throughout much of the U.S., widespread movie going is currently set to resume in late August. Regal Cinemas, the second largest chain, reopened sometime in the U.S. location on August 21st. Now, folks, stop and think. A movie was 15 cents back in 1920. I haven't been in a movie for so long, but I'm assuming tickets are at least 10 bucks. I don't know that. Maybe more, maybe a little less. But what 15 cents could buy 100 years ago, it takes the price of whatever it is now to get a movie to cover it now. What did you say? I said what 15 cents would buy 100 years ago, it takes $10 to $14 to cover the price now. Would you call that inflation? People say, well, when's inflation going to start? I've been hearing about it for years. 15 cents to buy what $14, $15 buys today. Would you call that inflation? See what I mean by not thinking? Do you see what I mean by the idea that no one really wants to think anymore? That's a lost art, that people just don't want to think any longer? That's inflation, folks. Let's say it's 20 cents back in 1920. Two silver dimes. 20 cents. They're worth about $3 a piece now. So let's say $6 for 20 cents. But it's closer to 14 or 15, I assume. That's what I've been told. That's inflation. Because of fiat currency. Because of fiat currency that we think is money because they say it's money. If you ever look at a silver certificate, or look at today's modern dollar bill, you look at the bottom, it says $1. It just says $1. That's all it says on a piece of paper. On a silver certificate, it says $1 in real money, lawful money, is payable to the bearer on demand. The dollar bill is not lawful money. The silver dollar was lawful money. It said so right on the dollar, the so-called dollar bill. It says this is redeemable in lawful money, or redeemable in silver, $1 worth of silver. That's what a dollar really was. That's what a dollar is. Today just says $10, $1, and we think it's okay because it's worth a dollar. No, it's worth basically nothing. But we use it because we think it's worth something. Most Americans now fear touching cash, survey says. Dirty Money is a popular Netflix documentary, but the term could also be used to describe how many Americans feel about handling cash these days. Now, folks, tell me this is not pointing towards a cashless society. According to a new survey, 54% of Americans are concerned about touching coins or bills due to COVID, while 60% plan to use so-called touchless payments in the future. The findings are based on an online survey of 600 people conducted by Rapid, a global payment company backed by digital payments giant Stripe. The survey also found that 45% of Americans want to see pennies phased out, while 5% want all coins to be eliminated. Well, people they're working on right now, there really is no shortage of coins. They want to take them out of circulation. That's all they want to do. 5% want pennies done away with. Well, you can believe me, it's going to happen. And one day we're going to see $1 bills and $5 bills taken out of circulation. But 45% of the people say money is too dirty to handle. So let's just go cashless all the way. Should that make us stop and think maybe about where we're heading economically? I do not, and I refuse to, use a debit card or credit card to buy gasoline at the pumps, to buy groceries with. I will not do it. I simply will not do that. I pay cash or I don't buy it. Maybe you say, well, you're an old fogey. Well, that may be true. I am an old fogey. I have no problem with that. But I will use cash to pay for what I buy, or I won't buy it. Well, preacher, one day you'll not be able to buy anything. That could be very true. One day soon, you'll buy or sell without the mark of the beast anyway, will you? Will you be prepared to take care of your family when you can't do it? Or will you keep on going along to get along? After all, it's just another commercial deal, another commercial transaction. You take this, you can eat. You don't take, you don't eat. All right, folks, is it making sense to you? Am I talking to the wind here? Is it making sense to you? Now, away from finances, on to some world scene situations. Turkey responded to attack on gas exploration ship in contested waters. Turkey and Greece are on the brink of military conflict in the Eastern Mediterranean, with French military assets also now in the arena supporting Cyprus and Greece. President Erdogan, in a televised speech Thursday, made an alarming claim saying that Turkey's hydrocarbons exploration ship, Kırık Reis, had come under some sort of attack. Though he didn't specify details or offer evidence, he said Turkey's forces responded. We have already been told them that if they attack Kırık Reis in response, there will be a heavy price to pay, and we have given the first response today, Erdogan said in his address, according to state media. So Turkey and Greece are expected soon to go into some kind of military conflict in the Mediterranean. And France sends Navy to Eastern Mediterranean amid Turkey-Greece standoff. President Emmanuel Macron ordered French forces to the Eastern Mediterranean to provide military assistance to Greece, raising the stakes in France's growing regional confrontation against an increasingly assertive Turkey. France's latest move in the region followed Mr. Macron's trip last week to Beirut in the wake of the explosion that devastated the city. By far the European Union's strongest military power, and its only nuclear-armed nation, France has become more embroiled in conflicts across the Mediterranean as the U.S. has disengaged from the region in recent years. The newest tensions, France is again squaring off against Turkey, a fellow North Atlantic Treaty Organization member and supposed ally, as it is already during in Syria and Libya. Okay, folks, it's heating up in the Mediterranean. Why not? That's not far off the Middle East, is it? It's heating up here in America. Between races, between so-called haves and have-nots, we've seen between people who said they come back from slave families, they won't take over, and they want reparations, and they said that the looting of the stores is part of the reparation they want. This is America today. This is what we see happening in the land that you and I grew up in. Is this what we want for our children and grandchildren? Golly, I hope not. Iranian forces board tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran seized the ship, as reported by the U.S. military, in an apparent response to the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign, analysts say. Iranian forces boarded a tanker near the Strait of Hormuz on Wednesday. The U.S. military command overseeing operations in the region says, though it's yet unclear what it's expected to achieve with the provocative maneuver. U.S. Central Command reported late Wednesday that two Iranian ships and a helicopter carrying Iranian troops boarded the Willa tanker and overtook it. The Liberian-flagged vessel is owned by a Greek company and has been operating in international waters near the middle of the contentious strait before sailing to Oman, where it remained as of Thursday morning, according to marine traffic, which tracks ships and their movement. Central Command, which posted a video on Twitter of a helicopter hovering over the ship, did not provide an explanation for why Iran may have seized or tried to seize the vessel, and Tehran, as of Thursday morning, had not made any mention publicly of the incident. Mediterranean is blowing up. The Middle East is blowing up. Iran's boarding ships in the Straits of Hormuz. I wonder where that could lead to. What that can mean. U.S. commander, Islamic State threat in West Syria is growing. Elements of the Islamic State group are working to rebuild in Western Syria, where the U.S. has little visibility or presence, the top U.S. commander for the Middle East warned on Wednesday. In the region west of the Euphrates River, where the Syrian regime is in control, conditions are as bad or worse than they were leading up to the rise of Islamic State, said General Frank McKenzie. We should all be concerned about that. Are you seeing anything come together here, folks? Are you seeing Matthew 24 being played out? Wars and rumors of wars? Earthquakes in diverse places? Are you seeing more and more coming together to bring together what the elite will call New World Order, the motto of which is out of chaos order? Are you seeing this happening? Do you see that potential taking down of the nations financially? And now contentions among nations over whatever the reason may be, ships or whatever. Please, please, please think on these things. Pray on these things. These are not predictions for next week. These are not prophecies for next year. These are happening right now as we speak. This is out of the World Report. Indian government to launch mandatory digital health card on Bill Gates' concept. The Indian government is planning to launch a mandatory digital health card modeled on Bill Gates' concept. Under the One Nation, One Health Card scheme, a person's medical history records, including all the treatments and tests that the person has undergone, will be digitally saved in this card. Hospitals, clinics, and doctors will be all linked to a central server. The move is aimed at mapping the health records of every citizen of the country in a digital format. Now, folks, India is a huge, huge country. A huge country. And they have, I can't remember how many billion people or how many they do have. But it's a huge company. They're going to make everyone there get a digital card and call it the One Nation, One Health Card. Or within the functioning society. I'm sure that they don't have it. They can't work. They can't travel. They can't do anything. Would you say that's mighty close to the qualifications for the mark of the beast? Would it be possible this is growing worldwide? Could it be possible that we have been deceived right into this one bit at a time under commercial contracts with the government? You see, this is a commercial contract. They own your body. That's in prophesied Nehemiah chapter 9 in the Bible. It's prophesied all through the scriptures. They own your body. So therefore, they have a right to tell you that you need to have shots and wear helmets and get insurance. They have a right to, because they own your body. You're not chattel. You're now owned, whether you like it or not. And when they change your DNA through GMO techniques, they can then patent your genes and own your genes. Your DNA can be owned, literally owned, because they made their own strand of DNA through you with their patented devices. Do you understand how the beast system works? And how far into it we truly are as a nation and as a world? Is this making sense to you? Call Melody Sutrin, folks, and get a little bit of independence as much as possibly can at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And I hope you haven't mind me being with you today. I really do. I want to do my best to glorify our Father in heaven. I'm doing best to promote what Melody's doing, because I believe what Melody's doing is for real. I want to be able to do my best to bless you folks with what's going on and maybe help you understand some things, so we won't fall further and further into this whole scheme and web of deceit. By the grace of God, I'll see you next week on Tuesday and Thursday with Melody. Show up back tomorrow with Dave Allen. Y'all don't go away. We'll see you later. Bye-bye. I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.